Lecture 9, Friendship and the Right Life.
This lecture and the next lecture in our series on the Nicomachean Ethics of Aristotle will concern books 8 and 9 of that treatise by Aristotle. It's a special section within the whole work, the Nicomachean Ethics, namely a treatise on friendship. In fact, there are a number of scholars who think that this is a treatise that was inserted later, because just before it, in the seventh book that we had been covering, there was a discussion on pleasure. And when we turn to the tenth book, Aristotle will continue that discussion on pleasure. But here in books 8 and 9, even if it was originally a separate treatise, we find Aristotle covering a topic that is extremely important to the entirety of his ethics and to the general subject of morality, namely the subject of human friendship. He does it in the form of his usual virtue analysis, and he relates it very intensely to the topic of justice, which he had covered in Book 5. In that discussion of justice, he had been very concerned with matters of equality, considering how to obtain equality between various kinds of people in various kinds of relationships. But his accent in those discussions was always on the equality or distribution between the objects under consideration. Here in this treatise on friendship, he's much more concerned with the persons, with the individuals involved. What we'll find in these two books on the general subject of friendship is first, an analysis of the three main kinds of friendship. Secondly, a discussion of the specific types of reciprocity, mutual regard, that are involved in friendship. Third, some very practical advice on how to maintain, as well as how to dissolve friendships. And finally, a philosophical reflection on the very nature of friendship. In this lecture, I'll be trying to cover the first of those two points, namely his analysis of the various kinds of friendship, and secondly, his discussion about the nature of the reciprocity. In the eighth book of the Nicomachean Ethics, Aristotle begins by distinguishing three kinds of friendship, and he does so by analyzing these types of human relationship in terms of the different kind of goods that are involved and the different kinds of love of those goods which we humans tend to have. Ultimately, it is this different kind of love that is the basis for his distinction among the types of friendship. The first kind is a friendship of pleasure. The second is generally called the friendship of utility. And the third goes by several names. In some authors, it's called the perfect friendship. Some call it a friendship of excellence. Others call it friendship of character. But whatever the appropriate name, one can see that this third kind is envisioned by him as the highest and supreme type of human friendship. He expects that it will be rather rare, but nonetheless something extremely worth considering and extremely worth pursuing. First, there is the type of friendship called the friendship of pleasure. This is a type of human relationship that Aristotle thinks is based on the fact that people simply enjoy one another's company, and that what people really seek in this type of friendship is genuinely their own pleasure, but they know that there will be greater pleasure for themselves if they are also pleasant to the other person. And so there is a kind of reciprocity that comes with that mutual exchange of pleasure. Similarly, the second and third types of friendship will also be marked by a very distinct kind of love. Since the good that is desired on both sides is pleasure and enjoyment, Aristotle very quickly notes that friendships of this sort can very easily and quickly tend to fade and to break off when whatever it was that had given the pleasure ceases to do so. It might have been that one was attracted to somebody else's looks. It might have been that one found in someone else a kind of a ready wit and a readiness to laugh. It might have been that one simply shared with another person the desire and the pleasure to do a certain kind of activity, to go hiking or skiing or mountain climbing or stamp collecting. But Aristotle's idea here is that the focus is largely on the pleasure that is found in each of the persons who are engaged in this friendship, and in the course of finding the pleasure, that the relationship lasts as long as that connection continues to provide this type of pleasure.